advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday, where we will be talking a little basketball. We're going to talk a little baseball. We're going to talk a little football. And those are among the topics for today's program. 1-888-455-ESPN. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia today, so you're going to need to remember that phone number, 1-888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Also, the Dent Popper inbox is open. We've got some emails to get to. Might have the bull or no bull from Ace Hardware and Toro today as we get into those emails. So fire it off to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy, you spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Put it in your favorites. You'll only have to type it up once that way. Coming up on the program today, the new head boys basketball coach at Grand Island Senior High, Jeff Hofelt, will join us. Plus, in about 5 minutes here, we're going to talk with Royals legendary announcer Fred White. It was a weird day since we've last talked to you. We've lost two baseball and one football celebrity, or I guess personality at least. And it's weird when they all come at one time. Everybody back into folklore, they always come in three. Well, boy, they usually don't come quite this quick. Three in about a six-hour period yesterday with Harry Callis, the voice of the Phillies. Also, Mark the Bird Fidrich, which many of the young folks probably don't know. Derek, did you have any idea who that was?
When I heard that name, I thought, who? I have no idea. And apparently he only won 29-ish games, but while he was playing, I guess he was quite the deal to watch.
He had the one great year, 1976 American League Rookie of the Year, went 19-9 that year with Detroit, had a lot of weird antics on the mound. Mark the Bird Fidrich, apparently a farm accident at the age of 54 out in Massachusetts. 19-9 that year for his career, 29-19. Yet folks from that era always remember and know when you say Mark the Bird Fidrich who that is. And I guess being overshadowed by all of this, both of them going in fairly quick fashion. But Bruce Snyder, the former head football coach at Arizona State, just showing what a devastating disease cancer is. Because just 10 months into his fight against cancer, Bruce Snyder has passed away at the age of 69. Snyder was the head coach at Arizona State from 1992 to 2000. And, of course, you remember his 96 team. Folks will remember Arizona State and Bruce Snyder for a lot of reasons. And that's because Nebraska was coming off back-to-back national championships, went to Tempe, and Bruce Snyder's team at that time, I think they were ranked 18th or 19th in the country, and they shut out Nebraska for the first time in years and years. They beat them 19-0. Jake the Snake Plumber, their quarterback. And then, of course, they played for what could have been a national championship that year in the Rose Bowl, but lost to Ohio State in the last minute, 20-17. So Bruce Snyder also passing away yesterday at the age of 69. As we said, kind of a somber day when it comes to that. There's the renewal of spring and baseball season just getting underway, but a couple of sad notes to get things going and to help us talk about a guy that he knew and, of course, in the broadcasting fraternity. I think everybody is buddies, and we'll talk a little Royals baseball as well, but we're pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, of course, a man who had an early start in Hastings, Nebraska. Fred White from the Kansas City Royals joins us. Fred, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you doing?
Well, we're glad to have you on the Doug and Daddy Show. I wish we could start off talking a lot of great things, but really some sad news yesterday on two fronts. Obviously, you got to see Mark the Bird Fidrich pitch for Detroit, and of course, you got to swap some stories and I'm sure a few other things with Harry Callis. Of course, the Royals and Phillies facing each other in the 1980 World Series. Fred, what was kind of your first thought when you heard the news yesterday about Harry?
Well, it was shocking. I knew he'd had some kind of surgery, I think, during spring training, but the way it was announced, you thought it was something probably minor, and I don't know that that really had anything to do with what happened to him yesterday. I suppose he died the way he would have wanted, getting ready to do a ball game, thinking he was going to do the ball game yesterday. And I think the Phillies and the Nationals had a kind of a tough decision to make on whether or not to play the game. And the thinking on the Phillies' part was he would want to play, so they did. And I thought about the broadcasters, and it was probably a very difficult thing for them to go on the air and do that ball game last night. But they did. But Harry Callis was unique. He was an icon, obviously. And I think people across the nation knew him as one of the NFL film's voices. He had that terrific voice, and kind of picture it to Pearly Gates, somebody kind of leaning around the corner to see if that's God or Harry. Yeah. He had a very, very distinguishable voice, and he was loved in Philadelphia. He was an icon there, and you know, it's going to be a great loss in the Philadelphia community.
I heard Ernie Harwell, he's been on the national ESPN a couple of times, and I heard a few of the things that he said about, you know, a lot of us, once we get into broadcasting, we've been here a long time, and then there's the new young crop growing up as well. And he said, you know what, it's nice to have all the old guard, but he says it's not like we're void of young talent out there either. And I guess, you know, Harry will probably give way now to some new young talent.
Well, he will. Somebody will sit in that seat. Somebody will do the job. And in years to come, somebody else will be very well known in Philadelphia. I think we had a case in point here in Kansas City with Ryan Lefevre, who's a very talented young broadcaster and just keeps getting better and better. And it happens all across baseball. There aren't a lot of icons left. Vin Scully, Marty Brenneman, there are some of them out there, but you know, it's an inevitable thing that you either retire or you pass away. None of us are going to get away from that. That's going to happen to everybody. In my particular case, I retired from doing play-by-play, something that I don't know that you ever really think you want to do for sure until the moment comes and you make that decision. I don't think it was ever in Harry Callis' mind to retire. I think he was, you know, he was still very good, obviously, and I think he was still enjoying what he was doing. But I'm sure that he knew in his mind that they would come when some young guy would replace him. And he probably, in some corner of his mind, hoped it would be his son Todd, who works on Tampa Bay broadcast as a pre- and post-game host. But it's just, you know, it's always a shock. It's always sad. You're never ready for it to happen.
Fred White from the Kansas City Royals is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show talking about Harry Callis. Let's face it, if Harry was here today and we were raising all this hubbub about him, I'm sure he would just kind of shrug it off and laugh it off. And I have to ask you, because with the Royals being the biggest radio network in the American League, and you touched on it, I mean, that's the way folks think of you and Denny, for at least especially in our age group, my age group, if you're in the 30s or 40s or 50s, been listening to you guys, and of course Denny's still going there. Do you ever take a moment to think that that's the way you are viewed, that you two have been viewed?
You know, not really. It's hard to think of yourself that way. I appreciate all the accolades and all the love that has come our way, but you know, Denny is still going, and Denny is a single guy, has never been married, and this is Denny's life. This is what he has to do, and doesn't have a lot else to do except play a little huff and puff hockey still. He still enjoys doing that. But I've always had a lot of other interests. I've always had a family, and I had some other things that I wanted to do with my life and enjoy, and in the end, the travel got to me. I just didn't want to travel anymore. I still love the job, and I still love the association with the Royals. I love working with our radio network. I love working with our alumni, and I think I'll be doing this for the foreseeable future. But I just never wanted to come to the point where somebody had to tap me on the shoulder and say, hey, buddy, it's time. I wanted to make the call and go out on my own terms, and I was one of the fortunate ones that was able to do that.
Well, and Fred, you mentioned Harry doing NFL films work. He was doing games right here on our ESPN radio for one of the many affiliates doing NFL football play-by-play just last season, last couple of seasons. And you've been out there doing other jobs besides just doing the Royals. People sometimes think, well, that's all that's out there. But, of course, we've seen you doing Big 8, Big 12 basketball and a variety of other things. Does that just become time to fill the year, or is that just as enjoyable?
Just as enjoyable. You know, I was doing basketball long before I was doing Major League Baseball. Actually, the only baseball I had done until 1973 was the Hastings Legion team. some of those games in Kearney. I did a game in Kearney one night standing in the concession stand because it was pouring down rain. I think it probably irritated the heck out of the concessionaires. They were trying to...
Well, you kept eating the popcorn. You kept eating the popcorn, Fred. I mean, that's all there was to it.
I was a basketball announcer long before I was a baseball announcer, and I always loved college basketball. I was kind of a gym rat in the town of 1,000 people in Illinois when I was a kid, and that was the first game that I ever really knew. So it was never just a thing to fill in with me. It was something that I truly loved doing and loved the people that I worked with. And I really have never missed any of it until this year at the Big 12 tournament. I was watching some of it and thought, doggone it, that would be fun to do. There's always that excitement around tournament time. And that's really the only thing that I've missed. But I've never missed the travel, and I've had a lot of other things to do, and I think that's probably why I don't miss it, is because I go to games here, I'm here every day, and it's just something that I just felt like it was time for it to happen, and I was glad that I got to make the decision.
From the Royals, the radio network in Kansas City Royals, where we'll talk about the new Kauffman Stadium in just a bit, Fred White joins us. A lot of the things that folks think, well, this day and age, all the ball players are millionaires and they want to shy away from everybody. You heard Mike Schmidt, you heard John Kruk, you heard a lot of people yesterday, and you even heard about the stories today of the players traveling with Harry Callis. You guys have a unique relationship with the players today and the players of 20, 25 years ago.
You know, you're with them every day from towards the end of February until hopefully toward the end of October. And during those months, you probably spend more time with the players and the manager and coaches than you do with your own family. So you become very close to him. And if you're any kind of a person at all, you watch how hard these guys work, and you really want them to succeed. But Harry Callis loved life. He loved to sit down and have a cocktail and talk, or go to dinner and talk. And I think the era that I came into baseball in, that was a very big part of it, was the post-game cocktail or beer and sit around and talk about the game and rehash everything. And life on the road together, life at the park together, was very special to all of us. And I will go to my grave with very good friends that I made in this game. Paul Splitorf, George Brett, all the guys that played during the era that I was broadcasting games are very special people to me. I got to know them as people more than players, and you know, they're a bunch of really special guys playing at that time.
Fred, quickly about Mark Fidrich, can you believe that one season, and we still remember, I mean, he had a five-year career, but one season defined this man?
Well, he was so unique, and one of the greatest games ever in Royals history was Dennis Leonard beat the Bird 2-1 before a sellout crowd in Detroit on a hot summer night. And it was a night that it was electric in the ballpark when he pitched. That was, I think maybe he had lost one game to that point of the season, and he was just a sensation in Detroit. He was colorful, and when you talk to people around the Tigers about him, they loved the guy. They said he was very genuine, that's not an act, that's just how he is. He's like a big, goofy kid that likes to go out there and play baseball. And, you know, it showed that he loved it, and he was a competitor, and that was just a great game. They hooked up in a duel, and Dennis Leonard beat him 2-1 that night, and it was just one of the most memorable games I've ever seen in my life. And just the memory of him on the mind, on the mound, really sticks with you. He was nervous and fidgety and patted the dirt and talked to the baseball, all the guys on his team. And I think when he burst on the scene, nobody really knew what to make out of him, to be honest. But the people around him said it was all very genuine. Well, and, you know, there's room in this game for some characters.
Well, we couldn't put Fidrich and Hrabowski and the Mad Hungarian in the same room for very long. That would have been quite the conversation. Hey, Fred, before we let you get out of here, we got to talk a minute about the Royals. I guess we would have to chalk up a solid first week and just an outstanding first week on the mound, and then maybe the last couple nights we've seen the offense kind of get kicked up here. Your thoughts here through the first week?
Well, I tell you what, this club, you knew it was going to start scoring runs. They faced tremendous pitching over the first five games of the season. They ran into a bunch of aces. The Yankees have five aces that they can send out there. The White Sox, they ran into their top three in Chicago and won two out of three up there. Then they lost two out of three to the Yankees. Now, when you get into this stage of it now, where you're beginning to see teams four and five guys and not always one and two guys, the offense is going to come to life, and they're going to get the job done. And they're doing it right now with two guys out of the middle of the lineup without Gordon and Guillen in there. And that's a huge hole in anybody's lineup. Hopefully Alex will be back in the lineup tonight and hopefully can do something to thrill the people in Nebraska, because he's got a lot of fans up there. But I feel better about this team. I wouldn't predict how many games they're going to win this year. But I tell you what, I do know this. This is a much better baseball team than the Royals have put on the field in the last few years. Maybe a year or two away from being a solid contender, but better. And Dayton Moore has this organization on the right track. The top three pitchers on the Royal staff are very capable, very good pitchers. The bullpen is strong, and you've seen that the last couple nights. Last night was kind of a tribute to Greinke. He was struggling, but getting by and shutting a team out, and then Joaquin Soria, the way he bailed that thing out in the ninth inning, was very dramatic last night. But I feel really good about this year's team.
Well, I think a lot of people do, and hopefully there's so many people that want this team to do well. And, of course, the Midwest is looking for this team to root for. Fred, I know you got more to get to. We'll let you get out of here. We appreciate you joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show up here in central Nebraska again, and we hope to see you at the brand-new Kauffman Stadium real, real soon.
Well, you need to come down and see it. It is magnificent. It's different, I can tell you that. But it's a good different. And great to be on with you guys. That part of the country will always feel like a home to me. I really enjoyed my days there.
Well, we can't tell you guys enough, you, Denny, and the entire crew, how much we've enjoyed you throughout the years. And like we said, we'll see you soon.
All right, come down.
Thanks, Fred. Fred White, Kansas City Royals, Royals Radio Network, joining us here to start the show, talk a little Royals baseball, and, of course, about the passing of Phillies broadcaster Harry Callis and the passing of one of the unique figures in baseball, albeit not for very long, Mark the Bird Fidrich, who passed away yesterday as well. Apparently, an accident at his farm in Massachusetts at just the age of 54. So both of those passing away. We want to thank Fred for joining us on the show today. And speaking of baseball, we're going to give you another chance through the folks at Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of seeing Husker baseball. It should be a beautiful night for baseball, and I think the Huskers are really geared up. Iowa is struggling. Nebraska is struggling. Both teams are really going to put forth an effort tonight. Four club-level tickets, seats, to tonight's Nebraska Iowa game. We're going to give you a chance to win that family four-pack coming up in just a little bit. Later on, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, Grand Island Senior High Boys Basketball Coach Jeff Hofelt. They are all coming up, and we will also talk a little Nebraska football field, on the field and off the field news. So we'll talk about that. Get to the Dent Popper inbox. It's all coming up. Stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll. Yeah, good times. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For quality cleaning and competitive prices, call on Sears Carpet and Upholstery Care. Sears offers residential and commercial mobile carpet, upholstery, plus tile and grout cleaning using environmentally safe cleaning solutions. Awarded the Gold Seal of Approval by the Carpet Rug Institute, ensuring the highest level of clean. Refer a friend and get a 15% discount. Cleaning you can trust. Sears Carpet and Upholstery Care. Call toll-free 1-866-660-5639. Online at searsclean.com.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
Ugh. Hi, I'm a mudflap from JTM Products. I guess I shouldn't be complaining about my job. It's my job to get... It's a dirty job, but at least JTM Products has the knowledge and know-how to make me look pretty. Oh, boy!
Have JTM Products customize your mudflaps. All sizes, cars, trucks, semis, and minivans. A great gift for a car buff. JTM Products can even do custom design and sizes of mudflaps, too. Always affordable prices. Call JTM Products today. 308-338-FLAP. Online at JTMProducts.com.
If it's steak you're looking for, Texas T-Bone is the place for steak. Nobody's going to give you more choices in steak than Texas T-Bone. Nobody. You know, we've got the greatest variety in steaks. We have four sizes of T-Bone steak, four sizes of sirloin, two sizes of ribeye, two sizes of filet mignon. We have New York strip. You can get it sauced. You can get it marinated. You can get it any way you want it, you know.
Steak's done right. Texas T-Bone. Texas T-Bone.
Now, Doug and Danny are in the herd. You can't be afraid of blood. The Herd with Colin Cowherd, 9 until 11, and 12 to 1 weekday.
And he's not happy about it.
With a little bull from Doug and Daddy about three quarters of the way through from 11 to noon.
The roles will be a little bit reversed.
Forget Wall Street. The bull market is here. Weekdays, 9 until 1.
I hope your dancing is a little bit better.
On ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
One of the most exciting advances in medicine has been the Da Vinci robotic surgery system, now available at Good Samaritan Hospital in Kearney. This remarkable instrument allows physicians to perform surgery with smaller incisions so you can have a shorter stay, less pain, and a quicker return to normal activities. It's good to know the most advanced medical technology on earth is within reach. Good Samaritan Hospital, the medical center centered on you.
Partly to mostly sunny skies will continue across the area today with a high temperature around 66. Southeast winds also increased about 12 to 25 by this afternoon. For tonight, we can expect partly cloudy skies. Lows at 42 with southeast winds staying around 10 to 20 miles per hour. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. When are we dropping the daddy part, Derek?
I don't know. Maybe in a couple more days if he doesn't show.
The Doug Duda Show? I don't know. The Doug Show? No.
More studio space to explore, though, with him gone, that's for sure.
You know, I have breathed easier for like the last week and a half. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. New Grand Island Senior High Boys Basketball Coach Jeff Holtfelt is going to join us in the second half of the program. But need to talk a little baseball. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. From Kurt in Hastings, he says, Doug and Daddy, why does Mike Anderson seem to get a free pass from the media and Nebraska fans? If the football team performed like the baseball team is performing now, Bo Pelini would be run out of town by the fans, Tom Osborne, and the media. Did Steve Peterson choose Mike Anderson over Ron Childress? Rob Childress, by the way, Kurt. Rob Childress. Or was that a dollar Bill Byrne decision? Well, of course, Rob ended up at Texas A&M. And he will be joining us on the show tomorrow. Rob Childress will be. Mike Anderson will be joining us on the show Thursday. Curtin Hastings, this is where I want to use my Ace Hardware bull or noble. I say it is bull, and that is why there are two or three different reasons. If you think Mike Anderson is getting a free pass, did you not see the job he did last year? Did you not see the job that he did last year? 2 years ago, you can call them hooligans, you can call them bad apples, you can call them criminals. There was a little bit of everything on the team 2 seasons ago that brought what was supposed to be a great season for the Huskers to a crashing end. And they were in the doldrums, the bat-stealing scandal, the players transferring, all that. And then they come out and do absolute incredible things last year to be in position to do what they did. Now, they didn't make it to the College World Series. I understand that, but only 8 teams do. This just goes to show where Nebraska baseball is as compared to 10 years ago. Nebraska football, if you want to compare it to that, has been a standard in the state of Nebraska for 40-plus years. 40-plus. You have come to expect excellence for numerous years. 36 straight bowl appearances or something like that in all the winning seasons. There hasn't been a chance for this baseball program to flourish. And what they have done, and I mean over 40 years, we're not even close to that. We're at 10. We're at 10. This team has made 3 College World Series in that time. Do not start throwing stones at the Nebraska baseball program. You want it to stay at the level of where it was. But you have to realize how hard that is. And if you have not paid attention, Rob Childress's preseason number one Texas A&M Aggie team is 21-14 and not ranked by Baseball America. For those of you that think Rob Childress should have been hired over Mike Anderson, I mean, that's the less filling great tastes, Tiger Phil. I mean, that's your argument back and forth. We have Mike Anderson. Mike Anderson is a good guy. If you don't like the way he coaches, you must really be into the baseball mind here. I don't even know that it's the way he coaches. It's the talent level. And it's still hard to bring in great players to the University of Nebraska, especially when the state of Nebraska probably is even harder to get Division I baseball products out of it than it is Division I football products, building them through the walk-on program. Yeah, if Nebraska was LSU in the stature of their baseball program, then I would say maybe Mike Anderson would be on the hot seat. They're not. They simply are not at that level, Kurt. And that's why I say no bull, or I say bull to your email brought to you by Ace Hardware and Toro. We love that they are on. Of course, it's summertime. Check it out. Folks already mowing the lawn. It's unbelievable. But even if this season goes down the tubes as far as record-wise, if they're sub-500, if they don't make the NCAA tournament, don't cash it all in. Look how young this team is. We knew they were going to struggle in the pitching department. We were maybe lucky or fortunate the last few years with the way these kids have come along. Let's get healthy, and let's see the pitching staff mature. How many pitchers out of the University of Nebraska have left to the draft and graduation in the last 3 seasons? I bet there's more major league pitchers out of Nebraska in the last 3 seasons than in the history of the program combined. It's got to be close. It's got to be close. Kurt, thanks so much for the email. I know there's folks on both sides of the fence here. I'm going to continue to say, look at what we're working with and look what we have to work with and look what they have done in the last 10 years. It is great that they have got the program. Dave Van Horn and Mike Anderson got the program to a level where people can be bitching that they're losing. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's a good problem to have, I think. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email the Dent Popper inbox anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You know what gets me in a good mood after something like that?
What's that?
A Royals win.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
Oh, yeah.
That's
right. Another win.
There you go. There you go. Peanut butter jelly.
For our Cub fans, you win as well. But it's all Royals all the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
And it was good to hear that Fred White say it looked like maybe Alex Gordon would be back in the lineup tonight, injuring a hip, I guess, sliding on Saturday. In the Yankees game, you know, the weather wasn't all that good in Kansas City over the weekend, but it looks like he will be back in the lineup tonight. A win last night for the Royals, 4-2. Again, Kyle Farnsworth still worried about him, but Zach Greinke was able to extend his scoreless streak to 25 innings before taking him out. 4-2, Royals win, same teams tonight, 7-10 on ESPN. If you're looking for Gorilla Ball, as they used to call it. Here's a story out of the RMAC. We've made fun of all the high scores. UNK was in a 20-14 game earlier this year, but it has no comparison to the first game of Saturday's doubleheader between Colorado State Pueblo and Colorado Christian. It wasn't a malfunctioning scoreboard, but it was a record-setting day. Combined, both schools hit 18 home runs in one game, shattering the Division II record of 14 set back in 2001. The record of 18 is the highest combined total in NCAA history, regardless of classification, Division I, II, III. Both teams had 118 total bases, shattering the NCAA record in all classifications. Other records approached. There are just so many because I want to tell you the final score. Colorado State Pueblo, 32. Colorado Christian, 23.
Oh!
Wouldn't have mattered if Christian covered the onside kick. They were still down 9, so it wouldn't have mattered. And that was the first game of a doubleheader.
Wow.
Kill me. The second game was 9-3. Pueblo wins it. But the unbelievable ball game, we're hearing that it was on one of their auxiliary fields, so maybe the fences weren't 380. But still, 18 home runs, 53 runs scored as Pueblo beat Colorado Christian in an RMAC game this Saturday. What's up with that?
Unbelievable.
And so then last night in Nebraska high school baseball, Elkhorn and Beatrice tried to do the same thing. Here as a broadcaster is something that I can imagine going broadcasting this baseball game. All right, that'll be the end of the first half of this ball game, first half inning. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Elkhorn, 13, Beatrice coming to bat. That's right, we go to the bottom of the first.
Oh!
Elkhorn, 13, Beatrice coming to bat. We are through four innings here at Beatrice, and after four, it's now Elkhorn, 14, Beatrice, 13.
Oh!
Elkhorn, 17-13, 11 errors and a bunch of walks combined for that, but can you imagine being down 13-0 before he even got to go to the plate at home? At home, down 13-0, and by the fourth inning, you had cut it to one run, 14-13, but it wasn't enough, and both those teams are state-rated. I believe Elkhorn 10-7, and Beatrice, that's like their second loss. They're 7-2. High school baseball, we will be joined by Grand Island's Rick Kissick. The defending state champion Islanders will be getting into the Heartland Athletic Conference Tournament starting on Thursday. They are the 3 seed. We'll talk with the coach. They play a doubleheader today, the Islanders do. And then we will talk with Coach tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll also talk a little Hastings softball tomorrow, and we will also be talking with the head baseball coach at Texas A&M University, Rob Childress, going to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow here on ESPN Radio. Let's take a break. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Put your arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk. And Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In this rough economy, it seems like every day another company's losing money and laying off employees. It's nice to hear some good news, and we've got some. Vizio, America's HD TV company, wants to thank you for making them America's fastest-growing company there. And how are they doing it? With a $1 million event from now until August 31st. They'll give away $1 million worth of their biggest and highest-performing HD TV, the all-new 55-inch Vizio XVT series. Log on now, www.vizio.com, to enter to win. Vizio, where vision meets value.
So we've all heard the expression, it looks as good as new. Yeah, well, at Advance Auto Parts, it isn't just an expression, okay? It's a call to action. They've got select Black Magic appearance products, 2 for $8, including tire wet, wheel cleaner, and liquid wax. Buy it, all of it. Then go home and get your car looking as good as new. Because if you clean your car like it's for sale, you'll never want to sell it. Whatever you're working on, Advance Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
Take a closer look and you'll find ACE is different than other natural gas suppliers. ACE, the Public Alliance for Community Energy, is the only not-for-profit natural gas supplier owned by Nebraska communities. We're not a huge company with shareholders. We're ACE. And while you're with ACE, your hard-earned money stays right here in Nebraska, enhancing our communities, parks, and playgrounds. For more information, visit aceenergy.org. Choose ACE. We're in it for you.
People are talking about the Doug and Danny blog at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's all good.
I'm surprised to hear that because that is new information.
You bet. The Doug and Danny blog is all about insightful commentary and learned opinions from our dynamic duo.
Yep, can't they talk about
certain controversial issues, pretty much anything they want to talk about.
And of course, you got to talk back.
That story was completely inappropriate.
The Doug and Danny blog on ESPNSuperstation.com. Let them know what you think.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Partly to mostly sunny skies will continue across the area today with a high temperature around 66. Southeast winds also increased about 12 to 25 by this afternoon. For tonight, we can expect partly cloudy skies. Lows at 42 with southeast winds staying around 10 to 20 miles per hour. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this glorious Tuesday. Jeff Hofelt, the new head boys basketball coach at Grand Island Senior High, going to join us here in just a little bit. But let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox from Ken in Kearney, who says, I was not a fan of Niles Paul last year because I thought he was another knothead football player from Omaha who thought he owned the state of Nebraska because he was celebrated for his achievements on the field in high school. It is sad, but I'm afraid he will fall into line with other former Nebraska players who hang around Omaha and Lincoln with the big red N on their chest, living off the fans' love of Nebraska sports. The question is, are we doing these guys an injustice by not giving them the tools to function in life after football? This reminds me of the Romans and Gladiators. Hopefully, Bo will get his attention. It pains me to see these kids squander their college scholarships while other kids are struggling these days to get a college education. Ken firing into the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Of course, Ken is referring to Niles Paul being suspended from the Nebraska football team for the rest of spring, and then who knows what's going to happen after that. Paul was pulled over and is in trouble for allegedly being drunk, DUI, suspicion of drunk driving, pulled over around 2 a.m. Sunday for speeding, apparently going 8 miles over the 8 miles an hour over the speed limit. Paul then failed a field sobriety test. He was cited for driving with a suspended license and minor in possession of alcohol. He went into spring in line for a starting receiver's job, and of course, as we said, suspended, will miss Saturday's red-white game. So, Niles Paul, I guess, done for a little while, and I'm sure there's going to be more to that inside when things get going there for Coach Polinia. I'm guessing he might have some running to do and a few other things. Yeah. So let's do some Troutman's Tuesday trivia right now. We're going to do it on the air today, 1-888-455-ESPN. I've got all kinds of questions. All kinds of questions. Maybe you'll be able to get it right off the bat. Maybe you won't. If you have not won in the last 2 months, then you are eligible to receive a $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats. It's grilling season, folks. Troutman's, a grill's best friend. Call now, 1-888-455-ESPN. And let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with today? Doug and Daddy Show, hello. Well, that didn't work out. Let's go to line number 106. Doug and Daddy Show, who are we chatting with?
Aaron.
Aaron, here's your question today for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. The NHL playoffs, the National Hockey League playoffs, begin tomorrow. Can you tell me the number one seed in either the East or West division?
How about Detroit?
Nope, that's not right, but thanks for calling, Aaron. 1-888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Terry.
Terry, same question. Can you give me the number one seed in either of the NHL Eastern or Western Conference playoffs?
The Dallas Stars?
It is not Dallas. Thanks for trying. 1-888-455-ESPN. What do you think, Derek? Try a different question?
Let's give him something else.
Let's try a different question. Who are we chatting with on the Doug and Daddy Show? Good morning.
This is John.
John, here is a question for you. The Masters was on this weekend, and ESPN2 did a great job of putting on the movie Tin Cup right after the Masters. On the final hole of that movie, what score did Tin Cup take?
67.
No, not right, John. Hey, thanks for calling, though. 1-888-455-ESPN. You like that? Hockey,
that was
awesome. Golf.
Let's great.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Mike.
Mike, I want to give you the same question on the Tin Cup movie. What score did Roy McIlvoy take on the final hole of the movie?
Oh, 64.
No, that is not correct. Thanks for calling. 1-888-455-ESPN. Just the final
just
hole.
Just the last hole.
Just the last hole. And it wasn't the right score anyway, but just the last hole. Who are we chatting with on the Doug and Daddy Show?
Jason.
Jason, I'm going to go back to the hockey question. The number one team in either the Eastern or Western Conference playoffs this year for the NHL.
Ah, shoot. I can't get it.
Sorry, Jason. Hey, thanks for calling. Try back. 1-888-455-ESPN. We're doing Troutman's Tuesday trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Jim.
Jim, the movie Tin Cup. What on the final hole of that tournament, what was Tin Cup's score on that 18th hole?
12
is right. He knocked the last ball in for a crowd-pleasing, mind-shattering world always going to remember. Well, at least you did. 12. Where are you from?
Geneva.
Geneva. Hold on. We're gonna let Derek get the information from you and a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats coming your way. Stay on the line for just a second.
Okay.
And the answer for the NHL questions, Boston is the number one seed in the East. San Jose is the number one seed in the West in the NHL playoffs. So congratulations going to Geneva. Listening in to the Doug and Daddy Show today on ESPN 1460 and 1550, also available on the World Wide Web, of course, at ESPNSuperstation.com. And while you're at ESPNSuperstation.com, check out the blog. We're talking Nebraska baseball. We're talking the Masters. We're talking a variety of other things or whatever you would like to have us discuss on the show. Go to the blog, ESPNSuperstation.com, and vote on our Sun Heat Hot Topic of the Week this week. What was the bigger letdown, Kenny Perry or the Miami of Ohio hockey team in the final minute? Last week, I was a little bit surprised. Our Sun Heat Hot Topic was, what were you more excited about, Masters Week or Major League Baseball season beginning? And we had quite a few votes, and it was dead even, 50-50. I really kind of thought, I was interested. I thought baseball was going to be about a 60-40, maybe a 65-35, but Masters Week, people were ready for that, and so we're glad that you enjoyed both our baseball and our golf talk. So, again, our winner.
Our winner, Jim from Geneva.
It was Jim?
Yeah, it was Jim.
All right. Okay. I was thinking it was Mike for some reason. I don't know, but he's a winner, right?
He's a winner.
All right, $25 gift card. When we come back, a chance to win Husker baseball tickets and the new head coach at Grand Island Senior High, Jeff Hofelt, after this.
This is the ESPN Superstation's Doug and Daddy Show.
Live and unrehearsed. Unrehearsed.
You son of a hoe!
Unrehearsed.
Unfortunately.
Guys, it doesn't take a genius to figure out the best defensive player in a league. But the best fuel system cleaner to max your miles per gallon? Lots of guys pick Lucas Fuel Treatment. But the Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many parts of your fuel system, and remains effective up to 10 tankfuls. Yeah, talk about your defensive player of the year. So now you're an MP genius. Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Buy it, try it. The better way to maximize your MPG.
Everybody knows your oil protects your engine. But what's protecting your oil? Fram. Because a Fram Extra Guard oil filter delivers 3 times the engine protection versus the average of leading economy filters, trapping 95% of dirt and harmful particles. Next oil change? Don't mess around. Go with Fram. The dirt stops here. based on ISO 45-48-12 testing. Visit Fram.com for details.
If you like auctions because you like to save big money, don't miss Kearney Yamaha's 24th Annual Inventory Reduction Auction this Sunday. The auction starts at 10 a.m. sharp and will feature over 85 three-wheelers, four-wheelers, motorcycles, and personal watercraft.
This is Craig Stokerbrand at Kearney Yamaha. If you've been to one of our auctions, you already know how much money you can save. Some items sell for as much as $2,000 under regular market prices. Don't miss out on this one-time-a-year opportunity to buy three-wheelers, four-wheelers, motorcycles, and personal watercraft at unbelievably low prices.
You can also bid on thousands of dollars worth of new and used parts and accessories. This year, Kearney Yamaha will also have all of their apparel marked down to incredibly low prices. You can buy t-shirts for as little as $5 and save hundreds of dollars on leather coats and chaps. This money-saving opportunity only happens once a year. Don't miss Kearney Yamaha's annual inventory reduction auction this Sunday, April 19th at 10 a.m. sharp in the Kearney Yamaha parking lot.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Partly to mostly sunny skies will continue across the area today with a high temperature around 66. Southeast winds also increased about 12 to 25 by this afternoon. For tonight, we can expect partly cloudy skies. Lows at 42 with southeast winds staying around 10 to 20 miles per hour. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Let's give you a chance to win some tickets to tonight's Nebraska-Iowa game. These are club-level seats. These are great seats brought to you in part by the Doug and Daddy Show and Broadfoot Sand and Gravel. We want you to win Nebraska baseball tickets. If you have not won some, we've been giving them away here over the last 10 days. If you have not won Nebraska baseball tickets, here is your chance. And it's a tribute to Harry Callis. And kind of the more and more you hear from Harry and all the tributes here, and kind of the sadder it gets. What a great, great guy Harry Callis was. He had a very famous call of Mike Schmidt's, well, everything Mike Schmidt did. What is Mike Schmidt's middle name? And if you were paying attention and a Harry Callis fan, you know. What is Mike Schmidt's middle name? 1-888-455-ESPN for a four-pack of tickets. You will have to pick them up at our studios. So if you're going to win the tickets, make sure you can use them for tonight's game against Iowa. Tonight's game, 6:05, Hawksfield, Iowa at Nebraska. Mike Schmidt's middle name, first correct caller, wins the Nebraska-Iowa tickets. And while we take your phone calls, we're ready to get back to the phone lines here and welcome in the new head coach at Grand Island Senior High. He'd been at Petersburg. He'd been at Ord. He's been with Grand Islands as an assistant since 2002. His name is Jeff Hofeld. And, Jeff, congratulations on the new job.
Well, thank you very much. I'm really excited. You know, we got a great group of kids coming back, and I'm just hopeful that we can do some good things with them. So,
got a lot of questions for you. Let's start with what was your reaction, because I know this had all of a sudden started to be a long process for senior high trying to find the right coach. And I guess they always want to talk to guys within the program. But as I said on the show yesterday, I was under the impression they were looking to make a significant change and go outside the program. So how surprised were you that you got the call and that they are staying in-house?
Well, the thing is, I knew going in that the position was going to be advertised. I knew going in that they were going to truly look for the best candidate. And to be honest with you, I think that's the way it should be done. And so our administrators have hired some great people in the past. I certainly hope that I fit in that category with them. I know they believe in me or they wouldn't have hired me. They had some good candidates, just from what I was told. And so I think I give credit to them that they felt like they found the best candidate and didn't worry whether it was in-house or outside the system.
you have not been a head coach since 2002 when you left to come to the Grand Island school system, but you had success both at Petersburg and at Ord, and by God, if you can have success at Ord, you can have it anywhere, buddy. But but you did a great job there, obviously. What were you looking for when you left Ord to go to Grand Island when you knew you wouldn't be a head coach?
You know, if I said that I was looking to be the head coach again, I suppose some people would think I was crazy, but the thing about it is, coaching basketball, you know, I was a freshman coach there, and it was a lot of fun and it was enjoyable. Obviously, I missed the head coach responsibilities. I missed all the things that go with that and the responsibility. And so I was always hopeful that, you know, maybe there would be an opening sometime in the future, and it just worked out that way. So,
what have you learned, or are you nervous at all about getting back into the head coaching ranks since it's been a while since you've been there?
No, I'm not really nervous. I think a credit to Dave and a credit to all the coaches that I worked under. You know, Steve Bartek was there for a while, Craig DeNoyer, Dan Meyer. They're all ex-head coaches. They're very knowledgeable. And so I got to learn from all of them these last 7 years, and so it was really a blessing from that standpoint. So, sure, everybody has nerves, but I think that's understandable. If you care about something and truly want to put your heart and soul in it, you're going to be a little nervous, but I think that's fine.
We're chatting with Jeff Hofeld on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's the new boys basketball coach at Grand Island Senior High. You played before injury in college under Mike Trader at Hastings College. If I ask you where you get some of your coaching tips and your coaching style, is it like Coach Trader, or do you have some other folks that you take a little bit of that from?
Coach Trader had a tremendous influence on me. His knowledge of the game is second to none as far as I'm concerned in the state of Nebraska. He's always been there to support me. I've worked several of his basketball camps. He's just a tremendous motivator and leader. And so for me to say that I coach like him, I'm not sure if I do that. But I do use everything that I've learned from him.
Tell the folks what your style, what they'll probably see if they haven't seen you coach before, what you're going to try and implement with the boys in as far as a style in 2009.
Sure. Of course, it's going to depend on personnel. But if I had a choice of styles, I'd like to be up and down the floor, really pressure people, contest every shot, get up and down the floor between the three-point lines, and really put a lot of pressure on the other team, make us be the team that force the other team to be in as good a shape as we're going to be in. So really like the up-tempo style, and I think we got the kids that can do it next year.
Yeah, I guess that's going to be one major benefit for you taking over the program, is you kind of know what you've got to work with. As far as kids coming back, what kind of a team do we see next year for Grand Island?
Well, I think we got a good group of seniors that are going to be back, and obviously we have some underclassmen. They're going to play a lot of basketball this summer. They're getting stronger in the weight room. John Swanson does a great job in the weight room. He just today gave me a stat of how many kids are improving and all that. So, you know, I would like to say we're going to be bigger, stronger, and faster, kind of an old football phrase, but it holds true to basketball, and I just think we have great potential for next year.
Jeff Hofeld joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He is the new head boys basketball coach at Grand Island Senior High. You take it over in what's going to be a new era, and when I talk about a new era, it's because they have disbanded what's been known as the A7 district, where you knew it was Grand Island, it was Kearney, it was North Platte, and then it used to be Columbus, and now it's Norfolk, and that's not going to be the case anymore. It's you could be in a district with three Omaha or three Lincoln schools. That's going to change things up, because I know the perspective in Grand Island is you guys want to get back to state. Well, you're not just going to be beating on the same three teams anymore.
Right, and yeah, before I applied, I didn't know that was going to happen. but no, I would have done it anyway. But you're right, it will be a different era. The way I look at it, I guess you have to approach from a positive standpoint. If every single out-state team is in a different district, we have a chance to possibly get, you know, three or four teams to state. And so we have to look at it from that perspective, and the disadvantage would be if you end up in a district where they put it in Omaha, you know, you would have to travel clear to Omaha. So,
well, they're moving everything to Grand Island, so I guess it's all going to work out in the future anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Jeff, just a couple more thoughts from you here before we let you go. What have you learned under all the coaches. You touched on that a little bit. What has changed in the game from when you were a head coach in 2001 to where you are now, especially moving from D to C to A?
Right. I just think in general there's so much even talent across the state. I mean, you look at C1 this year. There were some great teams in C1, and then, you know, St. Cecilia beats Ralston in Class B, and Ralston wins state championship. So I think what you're finding is that there's just more and more kids that are at the same level or close to the same level. And so obviously in Class A, you're going to have to do some things to put that together. There's a lot of things, outside factors, determination, consistency, playing for 32 minutes. So the game has changed from the standpoint that there's just a lot more talent, I feel.
Well, Coach, congratulations on welcoming back to the top of the line, having your name, I guess, on the first line of the program now. I know you're looking forward to get to work, and you'll have a summer to get these kids ready to go. We look forward to working with you and catching up with you again. And if status holds, Grand Island's going to be going to state pretty soon. You've done it everywhere else.
Well, thank you. I hope so.
Coach Jeff Holfeld, head coach at Grand Island Senior High. Coach, once again, best of luck.
Okay, thank you.
Well, did I put pressure on him? Is that pressure, Derek?
You know, yeah, it might be a little bit.
State. Well, maybe. That's what they want. That's what they want. So best of luck to Jeff. Good guy. And hopefully they can get things done there. Our winner on the baseball tickets, Michael Jack Schmidt. And it didn't take long for us to get a winner on that.
Yeah, we had Pat from Clay Center, actually, the winner, and he's heading down.
Should be a beautiful night for baseball. I want to thank Broadfoot Sand and Gravel again for helping us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for 4 club-level baseball tickets to tonight's Iowa game. If you can't make it, you can hear it because it's not being televised, I guess. So you can hear it on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, or on 1230 AM KHAS this evening. As far as that goes, we've got more great guests lined up this week. We want to thank Jeff Holfeld from Grand Island Senior High and Fred White from the Kansas City Royals for joining us on today's show. Tomorrow, we will talk with the head coach at Texas A&M Baseball, Rob Childress. They get ready to take on the Huskers this weekend. Troy Baker, head softball coach at Hastings. Rick Kissick, the head baseball coach at Grand Island. Nebraska baseball coach Mike Anderson is going to join us Thursday. And Bonner Park and the Horse Racing Hall of Fame for Nebraska. More talk on that later in the week as well. Plus, there could possibly be a Big Daddy signing. We'll find out. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.